Here's what we tend to do. We get in a jam. I'm in a real jam, so I'm going to meditate. To read is to notice. To meditate is to stare. I don't even know if that's how you spell stare. To study is to examine. And what we do, we're not really good readers for the most part. We get in a jam and so we want a scripture. I've had people come to me, you know a scripture about this, about that, or the other, and I'm glad they came and we give them a scripture and we help them all we can. But if you begin to read, and if you're a daily reader, if you read the Word, you're going to notice some things. You're going to have some things in your mind, in your thinking. And when you have a jam, you're going to know where to go to meditate. And a lot of times, the Holy Ghost will just tell you. He'll give you part of a scripture. It happens to me a lot during the night. I have a tablet by my bed, and I roll over and write that down in the dark. I figured out how to write in the dark. You have to read it early in the morning, though, or it words disappear. And I go to that place because I'm in a jam now. We're in a jam. We got to have a verse. We got to have a scripture. Or we skip the whole thing and we just need a person to pray for us. Just give me a person. Lay hands on me. And we haven't read anything. We haven't meditated on anything. We haven't studied anything. And we've not prayed for ourselves. I know. Because I've been at this a long time. I know what people do. That's right. I had to increase my reading this year. I read more than I've ever read. But when I'm reading, I'm just noticing things. You know, have you seen my shoes? And I said, no, I haven't noticed. See, but as you're reading through, you begin to notice. You begin to see things. And then the Holy Ghost, and that was in last week's lesson, so we're baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire, there'll be a fire on certain scriptures. And then you go to that scripture. You were reading along in the fire, the flames of God's Spirit. That's how I came to 1 Samuel 2 that we taught from 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, felt of the Lord when I finished that to go to 1 Samuel. I don't read the Bible through. I read the Bible. I'm not opposed to that method if it works for you. One gentleman read it through every year in a different translation. I thought that was precious. He was talking to me. He was in the New Jerusalem translation for the year. I just asked the Lord, where should I go? I always go to certain scriptures at Christmas time and Easter. Otherwise, I just asked the Lord, and I felt to go to 1 Samuel. I'm reading along. I'm reading 7 or 8 chapters, and the only fire was in 1 Samuel 2:1. It's a magnificent verse. And when I read that, it's like your spirit flames up. It's like, Now I read the rest all the way to chapter 7, chapter 8, which is the life of Samuel. I got to go back to chapter 2, verse 1, though. That's where the fire is. So that's where God wanted me to meditate. I noticed that as I was reading. Now I'm staring at that, going over and over and over it. Can't turn loose of that because God is there. The fire is there. Now then you begin to examine that in the light of other scriptures of similar nature. You begin to investigate. How does that tie in with the great plan of redemption? Because it said you can tell the enemy. It says my mouth is enlarged. 1 Samuel 2:1. When your mouth is enlarged, you got too much in it. You know that. Means you ate too much, you put too much in your mouth. And the prophet said, my mouth is enlarged. Means he had words in his mouth. His mouth was large with words, and he said, I've been rescued. I will say to the enemy, I've been rescued. And the fire. Every time I go over that, I think, shh. And you drift from what was in chapter 1, what's in chapter 3, because your heart is anchored in that verse where the fire and the flame came. Now you begin to cross-examine that with the great plan of redemption, because that's when the enemy was defeated, you see. You begin to do some study and you put some prongs out.